Worlds have turned on the axis of father and son competition. Inevitably, there comes a time when a boy living in the shadow of his illustrious father makes the conscious decision either to be eclipsed or to emerge on his own into the light. The sons you hear about, the sons history records, are the ones who have made the latter decision. And the story you're about to hear regards a decisive triumph born of a competition between father and son. It is in many ways a stereotypical sequence of events, though I think you would never guess the rest of the story. His name was John Butler. More than anything, he wished to be recognized as a painter. But one thing stood in his way, an already prestigious family name. Everyone who knew both the father and son realized the potential for a competitive spirit in the relationship. John wanted his artistry to be judged on its merits, not because his last name turned heads. John loved his native country, Ireland, but after a while, friends began nudging him with this suggestion. Leave home, run far, venture to some distant place where the family shadow has not been cast. Go where your name will be your own, where your gift will be freely acknowledged by those who love art. Leave home. Well, the thought was at once frightening to John, but his friends were right. His future was on the line. If he were ever to gain the recognition he so desperately desired, he'd have to strike out on his own. And he'd have to do it now. It was a long Atlantic boat ride to New York City, a journey fraught with the trepidations and second thoughts which understandably accompany those away from home for the first time. And yet from the moment that ship arrived in New York Harbor, a strange, powerful, wonderful feeling of confidence came over John. This was the city. This was his time and place to be alive, and whether he succeeded or failed at the magnificent challenge which lay before him, at least he would know in his heart the successes or failures would be his alone. Well, in the years that followed, John painted, he made friends, he lived the supremely happy life of an artist whose star was ascending. In time, he did attract the unqualified praise of the world's most discerning art critics. One of them called him by far the greatest painter that Ireland has ever produced. Indeed, he was the most prolific portrait painter in all Irish history. So, the runaway had achieved his recognition. And then, one day, he was no more. For he died in New York City, February 3, 1922. And to think that his work might have escaped notice had he remained at home and in the shadow of his revered family name, a name brought to honor not by John's father, but by his son. John Butler's incomparable artistic career was the product of a father and son competition, but here it was the father who ran away from home to escape the prominent name that his son had built from nothing. It was the father who had run away to make good at the age of 69 and to live the remaining 14 years of his life in his own glory. For you see, John Butler's son, whose formidable reputation so overshadowed his father back in Ireland, was the man T.S. Eliot called the greatest poet of our time, William Butler Yeats. And now you know the rest of the story.